Welcome to the Daily Canon Podcast.
Is Alexis really part of the problem at Arsenal, as stats suggest? This post was written by Masope Omuniyi and is read by Lee Hurley. First appeared on dailycanon.com, where you can check out this and loads of other great features, including all the latest news, transfer gossip, injury updates, and everything you could want to keep you up to date on what's going on with Arsenal. dailycanon.com. A recent article on Squawka highlighted 8 statistics which have suggested that Alexis Sanchez is currently part of Arsenal's problem. The 28-year-old Chilean has scored 20 goals and created 17 assists across all competitions this term. However, his reluctance to sign a new contract suggests that he wants to leave at the end of the season. The statistics that were stated are as follows. He has played the most unsuccessful 3 balls, created fewer chances in the penalty area than Mesut Ozil, had the most unsuccessful take-ons at the club, a poor 73% passing accuracy, has won only 17% of his aerial duels, and has fewer goals per 90 minutes than Ozil, Walcott and Giroud in the Champions League. His goals against the current top 6, 6 in 3 seasons. Distance covered, less than 10 kilometres in every 90-minute match he has played. When you look at the stats on first viewing, some of them are quite revealing, but equally, once you delve deeper, a genuine reason can be found for almost all of them. Let's do that. Debunking the statistics. In terms of most unsuccessful 3 balls and a low passing accuracy percentage, Alexis is more adventurous with his play and rarely tries safe options. Balancing risk with reward, it allows him to flourish by catching opponents off guard and supplying teammates with chances. As for creating fewer chances in the penalty area than Mesut Ozil, why is that a surprise? Mesut is Arsenal's creator-in-chief, so something would be seriously wrong if Alexis was creating more than him. In terms of take-ons, he's just as successful as he is unsuccessful. With 71 completed in the Premier League this season, he has the most in the side. Although his decision-making is occasionally frustrating when he opts to try and dribble past one too many opponents, he is still the best in that department at Arsenal. Not being good in the air isn't a surprise either. He's 5'6" tall, he has a great leap, but he shouldn't be expected to win many aerial duels against hefty, much taller opposition players. Fewer goals than Ozil, Walcott and Giroud per 90 in the Champions League? Correct. Where he has played more minutes than all 3, and this stat has been selectively chosen. Why look just at the Champions League? Why not look at all the other competitions as well? Collective responsibility. 6 goals against the top 6 in 3 seasons is a disappointing return from Alexis, no doubt. But how many of those games have Arsenal actually won themselves? I've taken time to research, and despite scoring 7, not the initial figure given by Squawka as 6, Arsenal have won only 4 out of those 24 games that Alexis was involved in. If you criticise Sanchez for a lack of goal contribution when it matters, 7 goals and 4 assists in these games against the bigger Premier League sides, then you have to do the same with the rest of the team as well. Distance covered is another debatable one as well. Many feel as though Sanchez's direct running means he's immune to criticism. He's not. But since taking up a central striking role, he doesn't have to run quite as much as he would have on the wing. This could explain the discrepancy between this season and last season statistics. It's not that his heart isn't in it. He's just not required to run as much. Out on the flank, he was expected to track back a lot more and consequently covered more ground. As you can see, these statistics are a matter of opinion, and although Alexis isn't perfect, information like this just prompts more unnecessary criticism of key players. It's almost like they're trying to create more division. Imagine. If you like this, please make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, and it really helps us out if you could leave a review in iTunes or with whatever podcast app that you're using. Recommend this to a friend. Check us out on dailycanon.com and say hello on Twitter @dailycanon. Thanks very much.